The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. Commencing with the Delhi Subordinate Services Selection Board, DSSSB, invites online applications for the recruitment of postgraduate teachers, PGT, in various subjects under the Directorate of Education and New Delhi Municipal Council. The recruitment is for a total of 432 vacancies, which includes subjects such as Hindi, Mathematics, Physics, Chemistry, Biology, Economics, and others. The last date for applications is 14th February 2025. The selected candidates will be offered a pay scale between 47,600 to 1,51,100, that is pay level 8. The age limit for applicants is up to 30 years, with relaxations applicable for government servants. To be eligible, the candidates must hold a master's degree in the relevant subject with at least 50% marks and a bachelor's of education, that is B.Ed., from a recognized institution. Applications will be accepted only online through the official DSSSB website. No applications sent by post or hand will be considered. For further details, candidates are advised to visit the DSSSB website, that is https://dssbonline.nic.in. The National Institute of Solar Energy, NISE, an autonomous institute under the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, invites applications for various contractual positions, including project managers, junior project engineers, research associates, and subject matter experts across multiple domains such as solar energy systems, battery storage, and sustainability. Applications in the prescribed format should be sent to the recruitment.nise@nise.res.in within 21 days from the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Required qualifications and application procedures can be assessed on www.nise.res.in, or you may go on to www.mnre.gov.in. Sainik School Gorakhal under the Ministry of Defence invites applications for various contractual positions including nursing sister, matron, ward boy, librarian, PTI, PEM cum matron and plumber. The applications must reach within 21 days from the advertisement date. Late submissions will not be entertained. Eligibility criteria and application details can be found on www.ssgorakhal.org. Electronics Corporation of India Limited, ECIL, a government enterprise under the Department of Atomic Energy, invites applications for various managerial positions. Details of the post are as follows. General Manager, HR Finance, RF Systems and Microwave Designs and Defense Systems, North Zone, 4 posts. Maximum age limit is for that of 55 years and the pay scale ranges from 1,20,000 to 2,80,000 rupees. Senior Manager, HR Law and RF Systems and Microwave Designs, 6 posts with a maximum age limit of 42 years and the pay scale ranges from 70,000 to 2,00,000 rupees. Online registration closes on 31st January 2025. Hard copies of applications must be submitted by 7th February 2025. For details, kindly go on to https://www.ecil.co.in. Border Roads Organization, BRO, invites applications for various posts in General Reserve Engineer Force, GREF, under the Ministry of Defence. The positions include that of multi-skilled workers, cook, 147 posts, mason, 172 posts, blacksmith, 75 posts, mess waiter, 11 posts. The detailed advertisement, including eligibility criteria, physical requirements, and reservation details, is available at www.marwells.bro.gov.in. The Indian Institute of Management, IIM Udaipur, seeks to fill positions of Chief of Administration. Interested candidates can find the job description and terms and conditions at the IIM Udaipur website. The deadline for submitting the applications online is 31st January 2025. For further details, kindly refer to the official website, that is https://www.iimu.ac.in. CSIR, Northeast Institute of Science and Technology, Jorhat, Assam, a premier institute under the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, is inviting online applications for Indian citizens for the following administrative positions. The available positions are of junior stenographer, junior secretariat assistants, general finance and accounts, stores and purchase. The junior stenographer position has 4 vacancies. The maximum age for applicants is 27 years as of 14th February 2025. And the pay scale is in pay level 4, the junior secretariat assistant, finance and accounts, and junior secretariat assistant stores and purchase, each require 10+2 qualification and proficiency in computer typing. The age limit and pay scale for these positions are the same. The applicant should be under 27 years of age, and the pay scale is that of pay level 2. The online application's last date for submissions is 14th February 2025. The hard copy of the online application must be received by 20th February 2025. For detailed eligibility criteria and to apply, candidates can visit the official website at www.neist.res.in. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Director General of Health Services, is inviting applications for various posts at the Central Drugs Testing Laboratory, Hyderabad, on deputation basis. The available posts include Junior Scientific Officer, 1 post, and Senior Scientific Assistant, 1 post. The Junior Scientific Officer position offers a pay scale in pay level 8 under the 7th CPC, and the Senior Scientific Assistant role offers a pay scale at pay level 7 under the 7th CPC. Applicants are required to meet these specific qualifications as outlined in the detailed advertisement. Applications should be submitted within 60 days from the date of the advertisement's publication in the Employment News. Candidates can find detailed eligibility criteria and further information on the Ministry's website at https://mohfw.gov.in, or you may also go on to the CDSCO website, that is https://cdsco.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.